Hare Krishna. A unalloyed devotee of the Lord can never be discouraged in any circumstances by anyone. Rather, he is constantly spiritually, internally motivated by the Lord in his heart. The practical proof is Prahlad, when his father Hiranyakashipu observed this. He said, I have called him so many ill names and I have devised so many ill means to destroy him. And not only that, he is only a mere child. He is not a grown-up man to defend himself. Not only that, he is right next to me, near me. Not that he runs away somewhere out of fear. He is right next to me. And not only that, he appears to be practically indestructible. He has unlimited strength. And he is never able to forget Lord Vishnu. And he looks like a Shunashepa. He says Shunashepa means like a dog's tail which cannot be straightened. He has unlimited strength. It appears he is practically immortal. And Hiranyakashipu said, it seems to me, because he is so powerful, maybe I will be destroyed in the course of endeavoring to finish him. That actually he predicted that before itself, Hiranyakashipu. So, you find this is Prahlad. You know, somebody calling ill names or criticizing him, it doesn't discourage his devotional service. Somebody devising ill means to pull him down doesn't discourage his devotional service. You will see that so many assassination attempts were made against Prahlad. Prahlad was completely uninfluenced by any of it because his inspiration came from Krishna. On the other hand, a demon's motivation and inspiration comes from demoniac forces. You will see when Chandamarika saw the situation of the king, they told the king, "Oh king, don't become so morose. Please try to remember how powerful you are. You are the Triloka Adipati. You have gained mastery over all the three worlds. And all living entities headed by demigods, they are all subordinate to you. Simply by twisting your eyebrows, you can bring all the demigods under your control. Everyone is saluting you and at your beck and call, willing to serve you. And you are not ordinary. You have gained so many powers. And this boy, Prahlad, is a small mere child. Whether he has good qualities or bad qualities, it is of no consequence. Who cares?" they said. So now, you only have to take care that this fellow doesn't slip out of your hands. So make sure you bind him with Varunapash and keep him tightly held here till our Acharya comes back, Shukracharya. When Shukracharya comes back, engages this child in his service, then his mentality will be reformed by the Acharya. And then he will engage in your service. So like this, the two teachers, Chandamarika, were boosting the false ego of Hiranyakashipu. First, Hiranyakashipu got a boost of false ego by sending all his servants out to destroy the Brahminical culture. Then he got a boost of false ego by performing severe mundane austerities to gain powers almost close to immortality. Then he gained more boost of powers, more boost of motivation by sitting on the throne of Indra, controlling all the demigods and controlling everything and everyone within the universe. So despite getting all this boost of material motivations, at last he was destroyed. At last his own inner motivation was diminished by observing the spiritual power of Prahlad. So you will see, Prahlad is spiritually motivated, Hiranyakashipu is materially motivated. So the material motivation may appear to be very powerful, but doesn't last forever. It is sooner or later destroyed. Prahlad is spiritually motivated by the Lord in the heart, who was giving him such a fearlessness, such a freedom from any anxiety, such inner strength, such ability to stand right next to the father even as a small child and boldly face him, give him good advice, and always be chanting the holy name and be situated peacefully. So in this way you find from Prahlada's character how a devotee of the Lord is constantly protected by the Lord, not only physically but also psychologically, to go on and on remembering the Lord and be situated blissfully for all time. And because Prahlada was protected by the constant remembrance of the Lord, the remembrance comes from Shravanam and Kirtanam. Shravanam and Kirtanam leads to Smaranam. Because he was always chanting the Lord's names and glorifying the Lord to his friends, his mind was filled with the fond remembrance of the Lord, which gave him such inner strength. Harinam Prabhu ki.